I'm Tom Foti. Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet due to a lack of fuel. This as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Israel is now controlling that major hospital in Gaza City. The latest on that from the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
There are two bodies of women in particular that we've been hearing about in the past few hours. The first of them, that of a woman called Yehudit Weiss, who was taken from her home in Be'eri, a kibbutz close to the Gaza Strip. There's also been news about this young Israeli soldier, Corporal Noah Marciano. We were told earlier in the week that she had been killed. Now the Israeli military says that they've also recovered her body in a building close to a Shifa hospital.
President Biden took time out from hosting fellow leaders from nations on the Pacific to sign that stopgap money bill that prevents a government shutdown. Next for the president.
The meeting with Mexican President Obrador will take place on the sidelines of the summit with Asia-Pacific leaders in San Francisco. The White House says President Biden and President Obrador will discuss ways to continue to work together to manage migration at the shared border. The talks between Mr. Biden and Mr. Obrador will take place 6 weeks after Mexican and U.S. officials met in Mexico City. There, they discussed issues including fentanyl, arms trafficking, migration, and the U.S. plan to build a new section of border wall. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
After a major storm that dropped a lot of rain, thousands remain without power in South Florida. On the other coast, if repairs go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off those workarounds back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open 5 lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer, he has been convicted on federal kidnapping and assault charges. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey in San Francisco.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
Portland, Oregon, no quick end to a now long-running teacher strike.
There's no school for Portland students until at least November 27th.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
Difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in prime time against Nebraska. They kick off 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. Head coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Highs around 51 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023, now 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you on yet another beautiful day here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square?
Not so bad, and you?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to ask audience participation right off the top of the show, because I don't know if you can hear it or if our audience can hear it, but I hear this echo, this kind of distant echo in my headphones. And so if you can hear it over the air, give us a call. It's because you can't hear it on your headphones? I don't know. If you can hear it on the headphones or if you can hear it on your radio, let us know. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Maybe it's just my hearing. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, if you look at the old glasses, I got new glasses last night. I'm very excited about this because the old pair, somehow they've broken like four or five times. So I went out to beautiful DeForest and I got new glasses. Whatever you did, Mr. Zommers, I think you fixed it. What was it?
The volume on the computer that has the webcam was up.
Oh, wow. This is why you have young talent right there. Can figure things out like that because I didn't know where it was coming from. I kept trying to like mute the computer or whatever. It just, I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling particularly old. And by the way, thank you. Look at this. See, instant reaction from our great audience here on WGBW in Green Bay. It said no echo for me. So there, but Mr. Zommers has fixed it. I'm feeling particularly old today, Mr. Zommers, and I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. There's a lot going on in the news today, and I feel like I'm out of touch. I feel like I don't know where to go. And as a talk show host, you're supposed to know exactly where you're going, and most of the days I do. But I think it's just disingenuous if I try to come on the air being, oh, I know what I'm doing all the time. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm exactly like people listening, where I'm like, you know what? I just don't know exactly where to go. Instead of faking it, I might as well be honest. One thing that we do know for sure is we have a guest coming up in hour number two at 1:30 talking about the 75 greatest Phil Hartman Saturday Night Live sketches, according to his castmates and writers. Talking to Matt Solomon, the author of that article, somebody who's interviewed a lot of people who worked with and acted with Phil Hartman on Saturday Night Live. So looking forward to a lighter side of things at 1:30 this afternoon. But I'm going to start off just by telling you what I'm talking about here. There is something going around on social media right now that is, to me, disturbing, but apparently to other people, not so much. And so I'm just going to open it up right away and ask, A, if you've heard about this, and B, what are your feelings on it? So over the last 48 hours or so, there's been a topic. I'll just call it that. A topic going around TikTok. For those that don't know, TikTok is a social media platform. It specializes in short videos. People use them for dance videos, cooking, all different types of things. And Mr. Zomers, do you think it's fair to say that the demographic of TikTok users slants more in your generation, more Gen Zers?
Yeah, my generation and younger. Like, I don't have TikTok, but a lot of my friends do.
I know a couple of people my age have TikTok, you know, Gen Xers. It's a very popular platform and also very controversial because it is headquartered in China. And there's been a lot of talk whether or not TikTok should be banned in the U.S. or not because the Chinese may be monitoring us from afar. That's not the issue here today. Well, the issue is that there is this new, what do you call it, a topic, a trend, a thread? What do you call it when something really goes viral on TikTok?
A trend
on TikTok, where you have predominantly Gen Zers, which are people in their 20s and younger, putting out these videos talking about a letter that Osama bin Laden, the guy who was the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks on the United States of America, that basically was his manifesto back in 2001, from 2000-2001, a manifesto by Osama bin Laden that basically tries to justify why they were attacking the United States. And young people, Gen Zers, and again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but Gen Zers in particular, many are repeating, are putting this out there saying, oh my gosh, I read this letter to America and I'm completely seeing everything different. And they're attaching it to what's happening right now in the Middle East, with Hamas, a terrorist organization as well, attacking Israel, Israel defending itself. And then there's a lot of people that are getting Hamas, a known terrorist organization, mixed up with Palestine and trying to equate it all together. And there's a lot of talk being thrown around about colonialism, about, you know, people being conquered. And that somehow terrorism, whether it's Hamas, or whether it was Osama bin Laden in 2001, that somehow terrorism is justified because of what happened perhaps centuries in the past. I'm disturbed by that kind of language. I'm disturbed by that kind of viral video going around. And I talked to a couple of colleagues here at Civic Media about it before I went on the air, and there were a lot of good points brought up to me, like, well, you know, it's good that Gen Z is thinking about things in a broader sense and you know, isn't relegated to just what they're being told. And I believe that. I think independent thought is good. I also think there are times when history has been rewritten by a certain or written by a certain type of people, and that writing benefits those people. But I also think there, as someone who lived in that time, was very much a working adult in 2001. Actually, I was going back to school that semester. But I remember that attack. And to me, there is nothing that justifies the taking of close to 3,000 lives in New York, the Pentagon, and in an airplane in the fields of Pennsylvania. And none of those people had anything to do with any sort of grievances, either real or contrived, by Osama bin Laden or anybody else. And to me, there is nothing that justifies taking someone else's life unprovoked and just murdering someone. Then I get it. There's going to be people that say, well, you know, people have to pay for things in the past. Or people that are very pro-Palestine that say, well, there's a lot of Palestinian civilians that never did anything that weren't involved with Hamas but are being killed by...
Like way more than the amount of Jewish people who were killed, which is not to say...
But again, those numbers are somewhat argued because I don't believe any numbers that Hamas puts out. I believe the numbers that the UN or international coalition may verify. But again, Hamas is known as a terrorist organization, has been since the 90s, and they are using human shields. They are putting Palestinian people in the way between them and Israel, knowingly and willingly. And part of Hamas's modus operandi is they want fellow Palestinians. Remember, not all Palestinians by a long shot are Hamas, but Hamas is a part of Palestine. And so Hamas basically are putting their own people in the way of danger, wanting their own people to be killed, knowing that that gins up the media and makes people angry at Israel. That's part of their sick mentality, is using their own people to be killed in order to gin up support for them. And Hamas is a terrorist organization. Osama bin Laden, an Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. I don't see anything endearing or heroic or right or correct about either organization, whether it's Hamas or Al-Qaeda. And now we see this going around social media. And here's why, and I guess one of the reasons I bring this up, as I spoke to one of our colleagues this morning, I could just see this ruining a lot of Thanksgiving Day dinners.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to have a young person that has seen this, and somehow current events will come up at Thanksgiving dinner, and a young person is going to say something like, well, you know, Osama bin Laden was right. And people are going to lose their crap at the table. And, you know, I think sometimes rightly so. I mean, if you had a loved one or a friend or any lost in 9/11, if there was a firefighter or a police officer that has died since because of the residuals of 9/11, what they breathed in, if you have a service member, a family member who put on the uniform and went to Iraq and Afghanistan to defend our country and they were injured or had PTSD or didn't make it back, to hear a comment like that at the dinner table, well, you know, Osama bin Laden was justified, that would send you through the roof. And again, there's nothing wrong with critical thinking and looking back at the past and say, how could things have been done differently? Perhaps how did the international diplomacy or the international doctrine of the United States over the course of decades perhaps lead to certain feelings in the Middle East about the United States? That's a fair discussion to have. But to somehow say that Osama bin Laden was justified or that terrorism is a useful form of diplomacy, I find repugnant. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this topic. What are your feelings? Does it disturb you? Is Todd right for kind of just being baffled by all this, or am I wrong? Tell me. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
The Shaw, WAUK. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in on a Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Asking for your thoughts, your comments, and quite frankly, just your insight and your help over this story that's making news today. That over the past 24 hours or so, thousands of TikToks have been posted where people share how they just read Osama bin Laden's infamous letter to America, in which he explained why he attacked the United States. TikToks are from people of all ages, races, ethnicities, backgrounds. Many of them say that reading the letter has opened their eyes and they'll never see geopolitical matters the same way again. Many of them say it has made them reevaluate their perspective on how what is often labeled as terrorism can be a legitimate form of resistance to hostile power. I find this disturbing. And I would love to hear what you think about this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, appreciate you listening and calling in. What say you?
Hello?
Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, when you click on, I don't hear my name. All of a sudden, I hear a beep. So whenever anybody ever calls, if there's a hesitation, that's why. It's hard to tell.
I appreciate that because that seems to be a recent thing. So I appreciate your feedback, Gary. Thank you so much. I apologize for that, but you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, what's going on is it's been going on for a long time, but the way it's going now, it's really crazy. All right. So when Hamas attacked Israel early that Saturday morning, like about a month ago or so, I was shocked. And I told my wife, I said, this is the beginning of the end because they are not going to stop. And when it comes to America and I see thousands of people protesting with their Palestinian flags, makes me sad when they yell out from the rivers to the sea, you got to get rid of all these Palestinians, you know, and I didn't quote you exactly what they're saying, but that's exactly what they mean. Now,
well, just to clarify for the audience, this chant of from the river to the sea is a veil to some, not so veiled to others, for basically getting rid of the Israeli state and also obviously the Jewish people that live there. So some people on the other side say that that just means a free Palestine, but it means something very different to the people of Israel.
They fought for this land back in, 47, 48, and they won. The United Nations granted them this land for them, okay? It's not very much. Palestine can have as much land as they want to the west, but they just want to just get rid of all the Israelis. Now, when they come to America, and they're not just yelling death to the Israelis, they're yelling death to America. And I'm not saying the Palestinian protesters are doing this, but this is what they're meaning. They want to get rid of every Israeli in the world and just kill them. And I have no idea why they hate the Israelis that much. This land was given to them by God in the Bible. And this is what they believe that is their land, the promised land that God gave them
Gary, I don't mean to interrupt, but I got other people I want to get to. But just very quickly, Gary, in 30 seconds or less, what do you make of these TikTok videos basically saying, geez, Osama bin Laden was right? Do you find that disturbing or not?
Yes. Yes, I do. Right. Very, 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 very much. All and right. I don't, my wife goes on TikTok. I don't, but I didn't, I'll be listening. I'll go on and listen what they have to say. But I take it what, you know, what you say it is.
I got to move on, Gary, but thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Gary in Sussex, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. Thanks for taking the call, Todd. Look, I think it really behooves you, if you're going to be reporting this story, to realize a couple of things. One, this is really anecdotal. And another, social media campaigns are often used as disinformation campaigns. So whether or not these young TikTokers are falling prey to disinformation themselves, or whether the whole campaign is to give you an altered perception of how much of the American left actually feels this way, because a very overwhelming preponderance don't. People who are advocating for Palestinian rights and human rights everywhere don't justify Hamas and don't justify Al-Qaeda. I think it really behooves you to actually do some, you know, seek your truth by having a guest on your show who does this social justice work and has for years. Those people are out there. They're very knowledgeable and competent about what they do and what the movement is actually like. And then it won't allow this characterization to go on that really paints legitimate political plea for people to be generally treated humanely everywhere into some bastardization where peace protesters are America hating baby killers. It appeals to the worst in us, and I think you can do better.
Jesse, I really appreciate the call, and I think you bring up a great point, and this is why I just wanted to open it up. I mean, I read about this morning. I tried to beef up on as much as I can in 2 hours before the show, and I don't think I've called every person that's a peace protester bad things. I totally believe in free speech, and I think that should be every American's right. But I just found this disturbing when it appeared so often. And I think you're right. This could be something out of Russia or whatever, a propaganda type of piece, putting it out there to stir the pot. But I wanted to bring this up as a topic for us to discuss, because I do think this has a chance over the Thanksgiving holiday to blow up a lot of family dinners.
Oh, yeah, I think those dinners are getting, those dinners are going to be comfortable anyway.
Well, that's the unfortunate
I'll make sure
part. That's why I appreciate your call so much, because you just pointed out some very interesting and I think probably factual things that, A, this is not, you know, everybody on the left, everybody that's a pro-Palestinian, a peace activist is not a hater.
It sounded like the previous caller actually, that was what he inferred from it, is the best joke that I got off of it. And I just want to make sure that other people, there are people that are in this movement that are doing that work on a day-to-day basis. And let's get them on the show and talk to them and hear what their position is.
Well, that's why we took your call. We take all callers, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Appreciate it.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you make of this TikTok video, if you've seen it or not, if you've heard about it, which seems to be, some of them are factually embracing what Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden said. But I just find it disturbing that it's gone so viral so quickly, Mr. Summers.
Definitely. And you can also text in on the Civic Media app, as Eric from Madison did. Agreeing with what Jesse said, saying this sounds a lot like propaganda generated by Russia or China to stir the pot.
And I think that's absolutely possible. And that's why I wanted to talk about this and get it out there. Because again, I keep going back. You can tell how much this interview with Trevor Noah affected me over the weekend, because he just hit it so squarely on the head. We can't be afraid to have uncomfortable conversations. I found this video, what was out there today, uncomfortable, but I didn't not want to talk about it, to use a double negative. I have to talk about it. And I'm glad for all the callers. I'm glad for your opinions. Back more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. With Israeli forces now controlling that major hospital in Gaza City,
Israeli Defense Forces say the bodies of two hostages, 65-year-old grandmother Judith Weiss and 19-year-old soldier Noah Marciano, were found near the hospital.
CBS's Doug Williams in Tel Aviv. In San Francisco, President Biden signs the temporary government spending bill that avoids a shutdown and announces a new Asian and Pacific Framework Agreement on trade.
If we had this agreement in place we're talking about today, we would not have had to lay off so many auto workers because lack of semiconductors and many other examples.
Less than a week into L.A.'s commuter crisis caused by that fire that damaged I-10, a most optimistic California Governor Gavin Newsom.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Thousands still in the dark this early morning in South Florida after a big-time storm. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy pretty much.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany were the only two members of Wisconsin's delegation to vote against a bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill divides government funding into two portions with new deadlines in January and February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Highs around 51 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on The Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023, 34 now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome back into the program. Making headlines also today. This is, I wouldn't call it a shocker, but it is interesting. George Santos, Congressman George Santos of New York, assuming that is his real name, announces he won't seek re-election following a damning ethics committee report. According to CNN, Republican Representative George Santos announced he will not seek re-election to the House next year following the ethics committee release of its long-awaited report today, concluding there, quote, is substantial evidence, unquote, that the New York congressman used campaign funds for personal purposes. As someone who worked in politics a long time, there are just a few cardinal rules that you do not break. All right? You just don't break them. One of those is using campaign funds for personal use. I mean, that's just the boneheaded, you know, goofy thing to do. Beyond goofy. According to CNN, the report said Santos engaged, quote, in knowing and willful violations, unquote, with regard to financial disclosure statements filed with the House, and knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false and incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission, unquote. That key word, knowingly, says he knowingly caused his campaign committee to file a false report. It means, so when you have these campaign reports, you might have a finance director who kind of oversees the fundraising. And then you actually have a treasurer who has to, he or she is the person who signs off on the report. And then you also might have an accountant who goes through and makes sure all the accounting and rules are followed. But ultimately, it is up to the candidate on the ballot to sign off on these reports. So George Santos, he's being alleged by the committee of saying that he knowingly filed a false report. In other words, he knew he was lying. He knew what he was filing was untrue, and yet he did it anyway. A statement from the committee accompanying the report said the panel unanimously voted to adopt the report, all of them. Republican and Democrat. Remember, this is a Republican majority committee. The committee said it uncovered additional, quote, uncharged and unlawful conduct, unquote, by Santos that goes beyond the criminal allegations already pending against him and would immediately refer those allegations to the Justice Department for further investigation. Santos announced in the statement that he will not seek re-election following the release of the ethics report, though he remained defiant in the face of the allegations against him and denounced the investigation, calling it, quote, unquote, a biased report. Look, this guy apparently, according to this report, took personal credit card information that people were, you know, giving him a campaign donation and then use those, that money to go out and buy his own personal things, clothes, trips, I don't know, anything. I mean, it's just, it's beyond the pale for any elected official, anybody running for, it is a violation of the people who should be most dear to you, who are your own supporters, people who give their hard-earned money to you because they're putting their trust in you.
Yeah, George Santos, or whatever his name is, because I refuse to believe it until I see a birth certificate in person.
Right.
If he was not in a position of authority, he would have been in prison in Brazil long ago.
Absolutely.
And then here, too.
He might still. We'll find out about that. Anyway, what do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love your feelings and on Mr. George Santos announcing that he will not run for re-election. On the phone, we have Dave. Dave, understand that you wanted to just comment on the last topic there, that TikTok video and what's happening. Dave, thanks for listening and calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called in at the tail end of the last segment.
Sure.
You were talking about the left. Can I comment on that?
Sure. It wasn't directly about the left, but yeah, just in general. Sure.
No, I understand, but the conversation, I mean, there's a long conversation about the left. Anyway, I consider myself on the left. When I was young, I joined Habo Neiman Meets the Workers, is leftist socialist Zionist youth group, Zionism. A dominant form of Zionism was what that organization adhered to, and which was labor Zionism, socialist leftist Zionism, largely really even based on Marxism. Yeah. This is, you know, let me just clarify something. These are people now that claim to be on the left that are denying a national liberation movement for the Jewish people for self-determination. I mean, Israel fought a war against the British, against British imperialism, and they won. And secondly, you know, what are people that call themselves leftists supporting right-wing ethno-nationalists? You know, they say, just let me make another point. From the river to the sea, by the way, negates two-state solution. It negates the national liberation movement of the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And negating national liberation movements, that's really, you know, in favor of imperialism. And anyway, what are these so-called leftists doing, the subset of the left, supporting a right-wing, ethno-nationalist, racist organization that just did an incredible campaign of ethnic cleansing against sexual violence on a massive scale against women? What are they doing supporting this right-wing organization? Well, nowhere else do they support the right-wing organization. So, you know, we get criticized a lot for saying, you know, the word anti-Semitism. They say it stifles debate. But I definitely got to say it sure has the appearance of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I agree with you in that it's astounding that somehow anti-Semitism has gotten to be, you know, I don't want to say good, but I think the word has been dumbed down to a certain degree, right? That there is a long history of years history of Jewish people being persecuted and, you know, quite frankly, being killed. There's no other ethnicity of people that I know of that were subject to something as horrendous and atrocious and deplorable as the Holocaust. And that somehow in today's world that we could somehow look what's happening with Elon Musk right now. You know, over the weekend or overnight, he was retweeting this very anti-Semitic tweet across his social media platform and basically encouraging it. And I don't think that does anything to improve safety for people of the Jewish faith. I don't think that does anything to improve civil discourse. And what we're seeing right now across the country is, I think, a lot of disinformation and a refusal to have civil conversations like we're trying to do here.
A big part of the Israel-Hamas conflict is public relations. It is very much a PR war that both sides want to be viewed as the right side by the public of the whole world, because that will make a huge difference in how politics shapes out for the next ever.
Yeah. I appreciate your comments, Dave. Thank you so much. Anybody else wants to call in? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download the app on either your iPhone or Android device. But to get back to this topic at hand here, for at least for this segment, George Santos saying he will not run now for re-election after this damning report comes out that says the guy, we already knew he was a schmuck. You know, I think if you just paid attention. And for a long time, the narrative from the Republican caucus, the Republican leadership is, well, we need his vote, right? Kevin McCarthy needed his vote. Republicans needed his vote in order to have a Republican speaker. But still, The guy has been investigated, and now every vote on the committee, Republican and Democratic alike, have said this guy really is a schmuck, and what he has done is going to be referred to the Justice Department. According to CNN, the release of the report is the latest blow to the New York Republican, who has separately pleaded not guilty to 23 federal charges, including allegations of fraud related to COVID-19 unemployment benefits, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his personal finances on House disclosure reports. Santos has remained defiant in the face of the mounting legal issues. I mean, have you ever, you know, knowingly lied about something you filed with the federal government or state government? Have you ever just said, I don't care that I'm lying, and you just handed it anyway? Or known somebody like that? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love your take on that, and would love your text as well. Because I don't ever remember blatantly lying on any government type of form, because I'm not the brightest bulb on the string, as they say, but I'm at least bright enough to understand that if you lie on things you turn into the government, I mean, some people don't get caught, right? But I'm one of those people where it doesn't matter. You can say, well, you'll never get caught. I'm always the one person that's going to get caught. Oh, well, you know, nobody else got caught, but Todd got caught. That's just the way my life is. So I would not knowingly lie on a government form, because I know it'd probably come back to bite me in the rear end. But here's a guy who is representing people in the United States House of Representatives. Only 435 people get the privilege to do this. And George Santos has just completely thrown it in the face of his own constituents. And I'll give Republicans on this committee credit. At least they're finally having the chutzpah to step up and say, you know what? Yeah, we can't deny it anymore. The evidence is overwhelming. And this guy needs to pay a price. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Susan in Kenosha. Thanks for calling in, Susan. What say you?
Well, first of all, George Santos should never have been allowed to sit down in that seat or even appear right from the very beginning. But, and I'm glad that he's not seeking a second term. I'm glad that all this information has come out, and it should have come out a long time ago. And the second thing that I want to say is that as far as this situation between Palestine and Israel, the Jewish people have been bastardized for centuries, and they have been victims of every country, including the United States. And I think that we should allow them to have a place to live. And this was decided to give them this land after the Holocaust in 1948. And we should abide by that. Now, as far as this situation going on with the Palestinian people, I understand their problem also as well, because they were living there before this happened and before the countries after the war made this designation. But I think that we need to sit down, we have to iron this out and make some sort of structure where there can bring peace to this area.
Appreciate the call, Susan. Thank you so much. Got to run, but thank you very much, Susan, in Kenosha. We'll be back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tellable Show. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, a little national news for you, a little weather. And come back in hour two, we have Matt Solomon from Crack.com and be looking at 75 of the best moments, or not all 75, but some of the best moments of Phil Hartman's time on Saturday Night Live. Matt has talked with many of his co-stars from Saturday Night Live and others who knew him well, and be taking a look back at the life and time of Phil Hartman. Should be a good remembrance for those of you who might, I mean, Phil Hartman had some of the most spot-on impersonations. In particular, Ronald Reagan. Did a great Ronald Reagan, by the way. So we will be looking back at Phil Hartman coming up at 1:30. Want to go now to a great piece by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Or we will in a second here. From Robin Voss. Well, not from Robin Voss, but it was about Robin Voss. So Robin Voss claimed that young children can receive medical gender transition treatment. In other words, his claim was that he could walk into a Planned Parenthood place and basically be given medications or whatever to start transitioning. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a great story. And we're having a couple of technical difficulties on my end, so I'll just have to summarize it for you. But basically, they did a great job of looking into the facts of what really can happen. And what they found was, and they do this truth-o-meter thing, and they've been really good at it for a long time. They take claims by any politician, could be a Republican, could be a Democrat, could be anybody. And they look and then they seek out experts, or they just look at the law, and they rate things like, you know, true, partly true, somewhat true, false, somewhat false, completely false. It's on the scale. And so they fact-checked Robin Voss, Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, the leader of the Republican Party right now, highest-ranking Republican in the state of Wisconsin, and said, you know, is this true? And when you look at the facts, what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found out was this is 100% false. Just doesn't happen. You can't have a young person under the age of 18, let alone anybody else, quite frankly, walk into Planned Parenthood and start getting medication that transitions to a different gender. And what Republicans are doing is using it isn't like they said, oh, well, I learned something. I didn't know that. Look, they know things like this are just absolutely false. But they're doing it to gin people up, to get their voters riled up about something. Because quite frankly, a lot of them are not riled up. Or in other words, they're not going to be motivated to go vote for a ticket that's led by Donald Trump in 2024. So they're trying to find these social issues they think will connect with their base, and using misinformation, outright lies, and fear in order to get their voters to the polls. And unfortunately, in some cases, it works, because things like this are put on Facebook. It's spread all over the internet. And then your everyday average person who doesn't always follow the news sees this and reads it from Robin Voss, and they don't see the fact check. And they say, well, this is horrible. Did you know that Planned Parenthood, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out it's not true at all. And so this false narrative spreads all the time. And this is just another example for a guy who, according to the latest Marquette Law School poll, has a 16% favorable rating. 16% favorable. Robin Voss has to stoop to lies.
And that is 1-6-16, yes, 16. Not 6-D.
All right. Thank you. 1-6-16. Let's go to Keith in Middleton, 844-967-2789. Keith in Middleton, thanks for listening and calling in. Keith, what say you?
Hey, Todd. You know, I would say that this falls into the same thing we've kind of allowed the Republicans to do for the last 10 years in changing the narrative back to, you know, in 15 even, during the run-up to 2016 elections. We kind of allowed Trump to use the fake news theme and redefine what is truly fake news. I mean, back then there was an awful lot of disinformation, misinformation from, you know, Russian bots and so forth that everyone knew was fake news. But we allowed him to change that narrative to include mainstream media, WAPO, et cetera, as part of his fake news campaign. And I don't recall very many mainstream Democrats or anybody really stepping up and saying it's not fake news, this is true and accurate, to really defend the mainstream news media. Do I remember that incorrectly? Yeah.
No, I think you're right. And a lot of this is just trying to call things out as, you know, look, don't be repeating things you know are untrue.
Exactly. It just seems like we've allowed them to change that narrative and include things that we know are factually true news. You know, from the Washington Post, from New York Post or whatever, as fake news. And now anything that they don't agree with is fake news.
Yeah. And they gaslight it so that the narrative is everything's fake news. So nothing's real.
Exactly.
I appreciate the call. I got to run, Keith. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what say you?
Well, first thing is I'm wondering, when the people who vote blindly for Republicans, and because they're getting ginned up with all this, there's got to be a point where you just run out of energy. You can't possibly keep this hate going on for years and years and years, which it has been, by the way. You got to be exhausted at some point. Now, the problem with that, of course, is by this point, they've also been lulled into the only party I can vote for is Republican because the Democrats are all bad. And, they, you know, no matter what the Republicans say, whether it's truth or it doesn't matter. So that's the situation that we're in. Given the amount of lies from the Republican Party, I cannot believe that people keep voting for these people, but they do.
Appreciate the call, Jack, as always. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, don't have a lot of time left, about 30 seconds. What say you?
Okay, in 30 seconds, Voss hired Gableman. I rest my case. thank you.
That's great. Wisco Paul, succinct and to the point. I love it. Thank you so much. Hour number two, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. News is next in weather. And then hour number two of the Todd Allball Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on U.S. college campuses, where the Department of Education is stepping in for a closer look at roiling tensions over the Israel-Hamas.